This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Where's the alcohol? SubhanAllah, I was just writing a tweet about, you know, the weigh-ins for UFC 257. You see these ring girls, astaghfirullah. When I remember this crazy story that happened, you know, some time ago in America, one of my friends told me the story. But before I tell you the story, the tweet I was writing, you know, the Muslim countries, which, you know, Muslim Arab countries. So you have two aspects. You have the Arab aspect, which, you know, they have customs and they have tradition. And you have Islam, where you have, you know, what is right, what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram. So seeing these ring girls, one might say that this is part of the UFC and they have no choice, they have to do it. From an Islamic standpoint, clearly we know this is something that is haram and not permissible. But even from a traditional standpoint, when it comes to being an Arab, no true Arab man would accept for in his country for women to be sitting there in bikinis like this. He might like to look at it, but the reality is when it comes to Uruba and being a true Arab, this is something that's an aib in their custom, something that's looked down upon. But when you have no honor, no dignity and respect for your own religion and your own customs, if you don't respect yourself, then others will never respect you. And that's what reminded me about the story, where is the alcohol? One of my friends or my neighbors, he told me this story, and it's a very sad story. And I want you to imagine the most, or what's supposed to be the most religious country in the world. And that's the country I'm talking about, SubhanAllah. This country had sent some of its officers to America to take some, you know, military courses with the US military. When it came time for the graduation celebration, one of the brothers who was in charge there, one of the officers, he was a practicing Muslim who respected his religion and respected his Arab traditions of alcohol not being permissible. Therefore, he asked the people from the US military to make sure that there was no alcohol at this celebration. And the Americans and most Westerners, you know, they're good people when it comes to that. When you talk about respecting others' traditions, other people's customs, if you respect yourself, wallahi, they're going to respect you. And I could tell you story after story, myself, my wife with her hijab, in the West, where they respect us. They might not agree with us. They might not like it, what we're doing, but they respect those who respect themselves. If you have true honor and you hold firm to what you believe in, that will enter into the hearts of the people and they will respect you. So what happened at the celebration? Alhamdulillah, they agreed there would be no alcohol. It was a normal celebration, normal party, until the, you know, representative from the government, royal family, whatever he was, comes up into the celebration. He looks around, he sees, you know, there's no alcohol. He said, you know, fain al-khamr, where's the alcohol? You know, very, very angry and very upset. So they're telling him, you know, Tawil al-Umar, you know, that we told the people that, you know, we're Muslim, these are our customs. Alhamdulillah, they've agreed. But right away, the guy doesn't even have haya. He doesn't have any shame. He says, no. He said, bring the alcohol now. Where's the alcohol? SubhanAllah, stories like this show us the reality, unfortunately, of what the ummah has reached today. And then we wonder what went wrong. Why are we so humiliated? Why are we being defeated and being taken advantage of in every place? The beautiful statement of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, he sums it up. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, that we are a nation that Allah has honored us through Islam. فَلَمَّا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. So when we look for honor in other than Islam, then Allah will humiliate us.